You're back with Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. Raising a kid isn't easy, but it's even tougher when you're a kid yourself. That's what the reality show High School Moms is about. And the show was filmed in Denver at Florence Crittenden High School, which serves young moms. An episode about the school's graduation airs tonight at 8 on the cable channel Discovery Fit and Health. And you can see the complete series. They're running a marathon on Sunday. CPR's Andrea Dukakis spoke with two women featured in the program, 18-year-old Evangeline Martinez and the school nurse Megan Singleton.
Megan, Evangeline, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Evangeline, you found out you were pregnant when you were 15. You left another high school and started at Florence Crittenden. And you did this all while pregnant and then with a toddler.
I do have a toddler. His name's Jaden, and he's going to be 3 in October.
I'm going to play a clip from the TV series, High School Moms. You're featured in one of the episodes. It's the graduation episode. And near the beginning, you sort of introduce yourself. And I just wanted to play the clip to give people a sense of your personality.
My name's Evangeline. I'm 18 years old. I'm wild, I'm funny, I'm crazy. I'd say I was like a typical teenager. I'm a brat, yeah. Most of the time I think that I know everything, even though I don't. I have a 2-year-old son named Jaden. When he's 18, I'll be like 32, and I'll still be young and hot. So his friends will be like, who's that? Is that your sister?
Now that shows your funny side, but you also have a very serious side that comes out. Here's another clip from that episode. You're in a class at Florence Crittenden, and you're asked to talk about the worst moment in your life.
My worst memory is watching my mom stop breathing when she was just, like, so drunk. And I kept having to shake her because she wouldn't wake up. And then she'd wake up, and then she'd stop breathing, and then she'd wake up. Like, it was scary. It was terrible.
And it also comes out that your mom had you when she was a teenager. Did you have any idea you'd follow that path too?
I never thought I'd end up having a child as a teenager. I thought, oh, I see my mom, what she went through. I see how a lot of other young girls struggle. That's not going to be. I'm going to be the crazy aunt who buys the kids everything. But I turned out to be the mom.
Megan, let's bring you in here. You're a nurse at the school. Is this a common thing you hear teen moms who have moms that were teenagers do?
Yes, it is actually really common. Daughters born to teen mothers are more likely to go on and be teen parents themselves.
And how do you try to break that cycle at the school?
You know, we really try to help them have dreams and have goals and want to succeed and see the difference between living in that life of poverty and what can happen if they get an education. So just kind of the realities of it.
And I should say, you aren't just the school nurse. You're also a graduate of the school. Here's a clip of you in one of the episodes.
I love sometimes catching people off guard. And I say, you know, I work as a school nurse at a high school in Denver for pregnant and parenting teenagers. And sometimes they're like, oh, that must be horrible. Oh, that's awful. What are those girls thinking? And I get to say, well, actually, I graduated from that school because I had my daughter when I was 16. And I love being able to do that.
Megan, your daughter just graduated from East High School. She's headed to nursing school. How did Florence Crittenden help you get to this place where you're a nurse and your daughter's about to become a nurse?
I think one of the biggest things is it really kind of taught me that I could have a future and that I could be a great mom despite my age and that I could give my daughter the best future possible. So I think it really taught me, the school taught me to believe in myself and really helped me to see the importance of breaking that cycle so my daughter would not become a teen parent.
Was there a moment where you doubted whether you were going to be able to do this?
I think when I was pregnant, especially, because I was pretty much in denial for a lot of the pregnancy, it just didn't seem real to me. You know, I was 16 and I could not picture myself as a mom. But the minute I looked at her the very first time, I knew that my life was changed forever and that she was going to be the most important person, you know, in my world. And I think what the school really helped do was just give me the confidence to know that I could do it.
And it wasn't just that sort of life skills boost. You also got the tools. I mean, you got an education.
Absolutely.
And there was a daycare center mm-hmm. back then as well that you could put your daughter in.
Yeah. So I was able to get a regular high school education. My daughter was literally about 10 feet away from my classrooms in her own early learning center rooms. And I was comfortable knowing she was being taken care of and that I was doing what I was supposed to be doing.
Evangeline, the school gave you an education, on-site childcare, other support. But even so, this show, High School Moms, gives us a sense of many of the challenges these girls have raising a child. Talk about some of them.
You know, you don't have a lot of freedom. You have another life you're responsible for, so you have to get up with them, feed them, clothe them. Everything you have to do for them. So it's very life-changing and a learning experience.
And you almost have to say, you know, he's my priority.
He is my priority.
And that's not something teenagers necessarily have to do. They think of themselves as the priority.
Right. They'd be thinking, oh, my cell phone, oh, my this, you know. And I'm like, oh, my son, right off the bat.
Megan, there are obviously a lot of reasons why young women end up being pregnant. Can you give me a sense of what you see typically?
I think one of the biggest things that why young women become pregnant is just because they're adolescents, you know, that they're not thinking about the future. They're not thinking about 10 years down the road. They're not thinking this is going to happen to them. The same reason why it's a challenge to get them to put on a car seat belt sometimes, because, you know, every time they get in the car and there's no car accident, they think nothing's going to happen to me. So I think it's basically just the adolescent brain isn't developed enough to be able to really plan ahead.
You're listening to Colorado Matters. We're talking about a reality TV show based on Florence Crittenden High School in Denver. The show is called High School Moms. Evangeline, I want to go back to the episode in which you play a starring role. You're very much a success story in it. You become the valedictorian of your class. And here's a clip from your speech at graduation.
This school has helped me learn to think big with everything I do. I came here thinking there was no way I would graduate. There was no way I would be here. So my cause for hope is to push on and succeed. So think about your cause for hope and remember to think big. If you do that, your dreams are within arm's reach. So reach out, grab it, and don't let go. Thank you.
You said in your speech, I came here thinking there was no way I'd graduate. There was no way I'd be here. And you mean at graduation. What did the school do to get you from I'm not going to graduate to valedictorian?
The school brought me from being at my ultimate low to my ultimate high. They were my stairs to climb. They were my shoulder to cry on. They were everything. They helped me with my learning, with my child, you know, with me growing as a person, and that's where it got me.
What are you doing now?
Right now I'm going to the Community College of Aurora, doing my prerequisites for nursing. So I'm having a good time. College is cool. I like having my class at 11 instead of 8 in the morning. It's nice.
You're following in Megan's footsteps.
Yes, I am following in Megan's footsteps. And hopefully, you know, someday I could be right next to Megan working at Florence Crittenden with her.
You can't have my job yet.
I won't take her job. Just next to her.
Just working with me.
Yeah.
Things clearly turned out well for you at Florence Crittenden. But we find out in the program that some of the women have a really tough time getting through school. I'm going to play an interaction between one of the young moms in an episode, Londisha, and the principal. Londisha gets in trouble a lot, and she's been called into the principal's office. And there's a teacher in this meeting who's had a tough time with Londisha.
You're frustrated. My teachers are frustrated because you've had a few run-ins. You don't have to like her, but you do need to be able to respect her and work within the guidelines that are, I believe every classroom has norms.
I was on the phone, okay? I put it down when she asked me to, but because I didn't put it away, I have to get sent out of class. I put it down on the table. It was down.
Okay.
It wasn't necessary for you to say, there she goes again, telling teachers to shut up. Was it your business?
I should say that Londisha is now doing well at the school. But how many of these girls have a really tough time getting through high school?
You know, that's a tricky question because there's so many different things that play into the success of each girl that comes to our school. Unfortunately, you know, not all of them are going to have successes in their lives. As much as we wish they all could, it's just a reality. Some of them come into our school with multiple issues, including poverty, sometimes domestic violence. But we do try our hardest and we don't really turn anyone away because we just believe everybody has potential and there's hope for all of them.
I'm going to ask you both this question. What do you hope people will take away from watching the series?
What I hope people take away for those who stereotype teen moms who think they're all the same, it's hard to be a teen mom, but it's also possible. Many of us do succeed and many of us do find that inner self to move on.
Megan, what do you hope people get out of the show?
I want them to see the human side of teen pregnancy, and I want them to see these girls' lives, and I want them to see how amazing they are, because you can't not fall in love with them when you're watching this show and not be able to really see, oh yeah, they are human. They're not just a statistic. And I really want people to take that you can't just put people into one little bubble and think that all of them fit into there. That each girl has an individual story. Each girl has strengths. Each girl has challenges, but that they are all human and they're all amazing, amazing young women.
Megan, Evangeline, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you so much
for having us.
Megan Singleton is the school nurse at Florence Crittenden High School in Denver. Evangeline Martinez graduated in the spring and is now in community college. They're featured in the show High School Moms. An episode about the most recent graduating class airs tonight at 8 on Discovery Fit and Health. The cable channel is then running a marathon of the show Sunday.